Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. King Shaz. Hey, yeah. Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep the breath and still guard. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep it fresh and still guarded. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, they wonder how we do that. Christ praise these truth friends. Gotta tell you where my mood at. Mountains, it go moving. Holy pistol, I'm a super. Dang, dang, demon, play back. Better watch where you pray at. Shot on top like a wedge. Chase Dave, know they hate me. Great day when I sing that. One with some pray that. Watch the wife if you look that. It's out, it's out, it's out. Head smoking like a coffee. Not do what I'm a copy. I guess you gotta learn the hard way.
When it comes to praise, we do it all day. Shout out to the Father Yahweh. And my prayer stands bouncing. We coming through screaming, holla. Hallelujah, and we about to bring it to you. Already rich without chasing moolah. The world ain't helping Christians make maneuvers, speak the truth. They never needed their proof. Nah. The word is God saying, mama. I don't really care what they talking about. I'ma make the point, banging with the rock. Torting in the air with the tongue out. Get a beat, hot, fucking burst, dope. But recognize from the first quote. We are bold in Christ, when we hold the mic. Homie, get it right, we the church folk.
Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep the fresh, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep the fresh, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that.
I don't care about the hands. I'm trying to make it into hell. I'm trying to save all my bread. Get a Bible, that's my way. Yeah, I'm strong, getting the look. No, I'm never flex. Y'all want the green like CeeLo. See yourself, get repo.
Give me that.
Spirit thick, come deeper. I'm with the hardest trio. Castor, gotta be the chemo. Yeah, write it in Creole. Yeah, gotta be my hero. Scripts to follow the cheat code.
Don't play games with God, he got the cheat code. Jesus gave his life to save people. Spirit give us orders, we go. Ain't seen this type of Christmas before. We be up in the streets for real, though. Telling brothers what they feel and kill folks. This is working so, they feel hopeless, though. That's what they feel, believe, and pop a pill, folks. Trying to lead us to the Savior. To repent from evil type behavior. And to save us from the Creator. We will teach you also keep you in prayer. We are more than just a rap, guys. We are saved, sanctified, and baptized. My goal is only to impact lives. Hope this sound guides you like a backline.
Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep the breath and still God, still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep the breath and still God, still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 And they wonder how we do that.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. God bless each and every one of you. Welcome to the Prophetic Sound Podcast hosted by Prophetic Wind Global Ministries. We are blessed and highly favored in this place to be able to be here today celebrating our Lord in our Passover season. Amen. We thank God for his mercy. We thank God for his restoration. We give him praise for all that he's done and all that he is still yet to do. Amen. Tonight, I want to start off with the scripture reading of 2 Corinthians chapter 10. We're going to start in verse 3. I'm reading from the English Standard Version. For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive by obedience to Christ, and every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, being ready to punish every disobedience when our obedience is complete. We give God praise because he has given us weapons of warfare. He has given us power over principalities, wickedness of the air. We give God praise because today we take on our position. We are powerful in the Lord. We don't have to settle for the attacks of the enemy. We are already victorious. The word promises that we are already overcomers. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what they say about you. You are positioned in high places with your Lord and King. I need somebody to say amen to that. And tonight, we are hosting my sister, the general. Amen. This woman of God, who I respect highly, I posted her as apostle and prophet all over the place today. I said, Lord, I can't make up my mind, but truly she is the apostolic woman of the hour. And I give God praise for all that God is doing in and through her in this hour. Amen. There is a call of God for her to instruct, to impart, to activate, and to empower the people of God. And tonight, as we get ready to receive the message that the Lord has downloaded to the woman of God, I encourage you, get your notebooks, get your pens out, take some notes, amen, so that you can have something, a nugget. I guarantee you there will be a nugget to pull away and take away from in this session. Amen. So with no further ado, I'm going to say blessings to Apostle Lynn Parker. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you, Apostle Letitia Smith. I am very grateful for an invitation to share on this evening. We're living in a time where people get kind of arrogant and they believe their own press. We should understand that it's by the grace of God that he favors us to have any kind of audience to share his word with the people of God. So I stand in great awe of him, and I am honored that you extended the invitation, and I am gracious that God allowed me to accept it. I just want to go forward. I just want to say this before I go any further. The topic, the art of intercession, it happened kind of funny. I was meditating, and I heard the Lord ministering to me, and he said, there are three types of intercessors, and there are three types of intercession. So it says intentional intercession, spirit-led intercession, and prophetic intercession. So as soon as I was finished meditating, I went to look at Apostle Letitia's story. On her story, she had put that I was going to present on the art of intercession. And I looked again, and I looked through, and I couldn't find it. And I said, well, God, that's going to be it tonight, is we're going to talk about the art of intercession. So, God, we just thank you as we're before you. God, as I come before your people, God, that these lips of clay might promote your presence and your word, your gifting and your anointing, that it might permeate and saturate your people, oh God, that this might be downloaded into their hearts, God, that they can be strengthened and equipped, that they might rise up to be the warriors that you have called them to be, that they might operate and move forth in their authority as you have called us. We are going around today with a hashtag of the coronavirus, but I tell you what, intercessors, we need to create our own hashtag. It needs to say intercessors arise. It needs to say that we're on the wall. It needs to say that we're here watching. We are here warring in the atmosphere. We are coming against the thoughts and the sounds in the airwaves, God, that come against there that are inciting fear, that are just doing, wreaking all kind of havoc as we stay in our homes and things like that. So we need to have a hashtag, intercessors arise. The art of intercession. Intercession is prayer offered on the behalf of others. Sometimes people say, well, does intercession have a spiritual confirmation? Yes, it certainly does. We have examples of intercession in the scripture. It's to secure healing. In James 5, 14 through 16, it reads, you know, if there are any afflicted among you, let them pray. Is there any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church. That, and even if you committed any sins, they'd be forgiven and you will be healed. It's called to, intercession is used to avert judgment, according to Numbers 14, 11 through 21. When the children of Israel, so much like us today, they started to complain because they didn't like their circumstances and things didn't look favorable. And they were just in bondage. They felt like they went from bondage to bondage. And sometimes people are feeling confined and they don't like other people telling them what to do. And sometimes as a people, we begin to complain. But God notes that. And in this particular instance, he noted it for the children of Israel and he sought to destroy them. But then Moses, the prophet, the intercessor, the one that prayed on behalf of others, came in and said, God, don't destroy them. Do you know there are intercessors on the wall even now that are praying on behalf of the people, saying, God, don't wipe your people out. Give us an opportunity to repent. Give us an opportunity to come before you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Intercession is also to ensure deliverance. In Samuel 7, 5 through 9, sometimes people, they want other people to be on their behalf, but they want it the way that they want it. And the children of Israel, they got in trouble with their enemies, and the prophet Samuel, they started to ask him, said, listen, Samuel, don't stop praying for us, because we know when you pray, things happen. I'm here to tell you, when intercessors pray on behalf of others, look for things to happen. Expect them to happen. It is outlined in scripture according to the word. Atmosphere shifts. Things come in order. Things come in alignment. Things are released from heavenly portals on your behalf because you asked and went to God on behalf of someone else. Intercession is also to give and release blessings, to pray blessings over the people, like in Numbers 6, 23 through 27. Is to obtain restoration. You know, sometimes the very people that tear you down and rip you up and scrape you over are the ones that you have to pray for. And boy, is that a supreme test. Oh, is that the ultimate thing when God is calls upon you to pray for your friends, to pray for your enemies. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God has to give us forgiveness when we've been offended, when we've been done wrong, or when we've been slandered. And when the spirit of forgiveness comes in, he allows us to pray for our friends. He allows us to pray for those that have abused us, those that have rejected us, those that have abandoned us. He allows that. That's a divine gifting of God to be able to intercede on someone's behalf. It's to encourage repentance. We intercede on the behalf of people all the time. After we repent, I know you're on mute, but you need to tell me amen, because there are plenty of times before I even went to God on someone else's behalf, I said, had to say, yeah. God, forgive me. I'm just keeping it real with you. I said, I'm not thinking right about this. I don't even want to pray for this person. I'm not in the mood today. All those things that go through your mind, they're trying to get into your spirit so you are not obedient to God. My God, my God, my God. So we encourage repentance, where Paul said, we pray for you day and night. How many of us are disciplined enough to do that? There's times that we pray. There's sometimes that we pray according to our mood. But intercession is a posture. Intercession is a way of life. Intercession is how you always look to the good. You always look to the end of the thing to be victorious. Thank you, Jesus. The main characteristic, intercession, is an unselfish motive. My God, unselfish motive, because you want the best for other people, even when they're not living right, making the right decisions, even when they're living beneath the best
life that God has planned for them. It's an unselfish motive because you want them to be their best. This intercession is pleading, it's specific, it's intense, and most of the time, it is quickly answered. What messes us up is when we don't see the answer manifest right away, but it's answered. God hears us when we call. He hears us when we plead. He hears us when we present something to him. When we do it in the pureness of heart and seek to be in the vein of God, seek to see people the way that God sees them, seek to see the heart. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Then we can pray a pure prayer. We can intercede on other person's behalf. So this is, what is intercession? Does it have a spiritual confirmation? Of course it does. There are reasons why we intercede and the characteristics of intercession. The main characteristic, let me revisit this, is an unselfish motive. Now, in Scripture, intercession, and sometimes we say, well, where do we see this at? In Genesis 18:17-33, Abraham and Lot had separated, but he still had feelings for him. He still loved him. And sometimes there are separations that occur among us, but we still have to maintain that love and concern for one another. So he saved, Abraham saved the neck of Lot by going back and forth with God, saying, will you spare, will you spare, will you spare? And God spared Lot because Abraham interceded on his behalf. Again, Moses in Exodus. When the children of Israel, Exodus 32:11-13, when the children of Israel decided, you know, we're tired of waiting on him. He's up in the mountain. We don't know what he's doing. And sometimes we do that with leadership. We don't know what you're doing. We don't care what you're doing, but we're ready to jump ship. We don't know how to stay on the ship sometimes. We don't know how to intercede for our leaders, even when we think they're making the wrong decisions or they should have done something else. Do you know the power of intercession? Do you know the power of prayer? I want to tell you, one of Satan's greatest assets is a misguided prayer. When we get off task and we do not intercede and go before God, with the instruction of God, thing is misdirected, and we get so distracted sometimes. I come against that spirit of distraction that's even in the land even now, that's making us pay attention to the surface of a thing instead of getting to the root of a thing. Father God, in the name of Jesus, open up our eyes for discernment. Open up our ears that we might hear. And God, open up our mouths that we might speak and declare the word of the Lord over every situation and every condition, that our land might be healed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There are other instances in Isaiah and in Daniel when he prayed three times a day. And I love when Jesus Christ prayed for us. He said, Lord, I'm praying for these right here, but I'm praying for the ones that will come after. And that leads me to the types of intercession. There's intentional intercession, which in 1 Timothy 2:1-4, it instructs us to pray for leaders, heads of government, those that are in authority. And I promise you, I think sometimes as intercessors, did we drop the ball? You know, I know we don't take the assumed responsibility for the decisions that other people make, but I have to go over that in my mind. Lord, was there some instruction that we were supposed to be sensitive to as far as interceding, as far as praying over our government, instead of complaining about our leaders and the things they do that aren't godly? We have the power of influence through intercession and prayer for some things to change, for minds to be touched, for hearts to be circumcised. God, I thank you for the spirit of intercession. Lord, I thank you for you hearing your people when they call. And that's intentional intercession. When you make up in your mind that you're going to pray for leaders and those in authority, you're going to pray for healing of the land and the nations. That's intentional, according to the word of God. And then there's spirit-led intercession, where the Holy Spirit comes in and it just overcomes you at a time, and you just feel like you should pray for a person or a situation or a condition or a nation or a population or even laws and things that are coming into effect. That's spirit-led intercession. That's where the Holy Ghost comes in, and even when we don't have the words to say, sometimes people say, well, I don't know what to say when I pray. You know, I don't even know what to say when I pray, let alone praying on behalf of someone else. Let me tell you this. If you yield your heart to God and ask the Holy Ghost to minister to you and instruct you, you will pray and he will give you words to say and you don't even know where they came from. And then for some of us that have been blessed with the heavenly language, he will allow us to speak in our heavenly language. And that communication doesn't need a filter. That goes straight to the throne of God. And then there is prophetic intercession. Prophetic intercession is praying forward. So when I mentioned before about Jesus Christ, which is found in John 17, 1 through 26, Jesus prayed forward. He said, I'm praying for these right here, but I'm also covering and praying those that are to come. Prophetic intercession is given in addition to the mysteries of God, is given with revelation and understanding for the mysteries of God. Prophetic intercession occurs when God allows you to have a forward strategy. And what I mean by that is we can no longer pray in this moment. We are in a new decade. We are in the time of the mouth, according to the Hebrew year 5780, the time to release the things of God that he gives us to say. It's not just about seeing. It's not just about hearing, but it's about releasing. So when we release these things for a future state that we want to pull into the time now, we release those things, those are respected in the atmosphere, and those things begin to manifest in our lives. So prophetic intercession has to do with praying forward to the future that it might be manifested on earth in a present time. Yes, God. Yes, God. So we ask. Sometimes we say, well, am I an intercessor? Am I called to operate as an intercessor? You know, what is this all about? Well, as believers, we all should have concern for others to move us to pray on others' behalf or to move us to intercessory prayer. Now, there's one thing about prayer when people ask you to intercede on their behalf, and this is very important. Please remember this, people of God. You really need to see if you have permission to pray on an intercessory level. And I say this because when you are an intercessor and you're praying on someone's behalf for them to get relief from a situation or for them to get relief from attack, you invite the attack that's aimed for that person. So if you do not have permission and you are not prepared to do that level of warfare, then you should be very careful about accepting assignments. Even when we go back to the children of Israel and they asked Samuel to pray for them, they wanted him to pray because they knew he had a word. They knew he could get a word. They knew that if he asked, that God would hear him. Well, sometimes people do that to us as well. So we have to be careful that we are instructed with permission to intercede for certain conditions on others' behalf. We also do it as we are instructed according to the word. I'm just saying, don't try and mix it up. Don't try and do anything new. Just go to God on behalf of the people. Let the Spirit of God give you what to say and keep it moving. Sometimes we just want to get fancy and we want to go into realms and we want to go against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness and high places, and we get excited. And it says that we have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. We have to understand what our authorities and permissions are as far as accessing certain things in the spirit realm. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. We got to be concerned with the MIA. The intercession MIA is the mandate, the instruction, and the access as far as going to God on others' behalf. Finally, we want to pray for our focus. Sometimes we're not focused when we go into prayer for other people. And I want to encourage you not to look at what you see on the outside of a situation, to really let God instruct you. There are sometimes we think something is bothering a person, or maybe they're angry, and you go, well, God, heal, you know, get, they need to get rid of that anger, da-da-da-da-da. Well, that might not be the case. They might need to get healing from what caused the anger in the first place. See, that's how God speaks to the intercessor. We don't look at the topical. We look up under that thing, to the root. God exposes the root so there can be reconciliation and healing, completely covering that person in their life so they can be embraced in the purpose and love of God. God, we just thank you. We pray against ungodly spirits and persons that embrace and allow those spirits to operate through them. But God, even now, as we pray, as we gather together on this call, as we're in your presence, oh God, we are asking on the behalf of the people, on the behalf of a nation, God, what we are asking, and people of God, just join me in this petition that I'm putting before God. God, I'm asking that people everywhere have authentic experiences with you, that where the Holy Ghost comes in, the Holy Ghost, your agent in the earth, comes in and permeates and saturates spirits. Give them God encounters. Well, they will know that it's you, that they will know that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died, was hung and resurrected during this Passion Week. The things that he suffered on our behalf, the things that he suffered for us, that we might be reconciled through the pure blood of Christ, God, through the sacrifice of the Lamb. God, I thank you today, God. I thank you for the souls that you're bringing in. I thank you for the people that are coming. I thank you for the masses that are being touched. I thank you for the miracle signs and wonders that are being released over your people today in the name of God. Lord, I thank you. Would you go into each household of each listener on this call, God, and would you give them peace and understanding? And I rebuke the spirit of fear and restlessness and anxiety, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that we might focus on you, that we might pray for others, that we might pray for the healing of our nation, that we might pray that the blood be removed. There's blood in the land. There's blood in the land. God, that repentance might birth, that a movement of God might birth, that an awakening might come. I'm not talking about revival. I'm talking about resurrection of dead bodies. I'm not talking about the church right now. I'm talking about the kingdom. God, that your kingdom mandate might be advanced, that we as people of God embrace the kingdom mandate, that the people of God might be free. God, I thank you for hearing this petition. God, I thank you for honoring this intercession. And God, I bless your holy name. And God, as this is the year of speaking, the decade of speaking, I speak souls saved. I speak souls healed and delivered. I speak the love of God to overshadow and promote. And it is so. And it is honored in the matchless name of Jesus. And I say amen. Thank you. Thank you, Apostle.
Praise God. And don't worry about the countdown. The countdown comes. But we give God praise. And I don't know about you, I'm over here taking notes fervently. Fervently. So there is one thing, woman of God, I would like for you to just touch on, if you don't mind.
Yes.
And that is in seeking God's permission. Because so many times, and John Paul Jackson wrote a book that is profound. And if you have not read it, you need to read Needless Casualties of War.
Yes.
Because many intercessors find themselves in battles that they're not equipped for, they're not ready for, because I have power, but I don't have permission. Amen.
Yes.
We have to, the word says, how can you go lest you be sent? There is a sending that has to happen in every assignment. I tell people all the time, I am not prideful.
Yes.
If I have not been sent, there is no reason for me to be there.
Amen.
And so I would just like for you to touch on that, because I feel that many people find themselves shipwrecked because they end up in places or in situations that were not meant for them in intercession and in life in general. But we're going to stick to intercession. We're going to stick to intercession. Amen.
Amen.
So Apostle, and you also during that time you hit on two things that really kind of went with that, and that was having discernment to know these things. And we learn these things as intercessors. I understand that. We, you know, we have trial, we have error. I get that. But if you can learn some of these lessons now, like I told you before the top of the hour, if you can take away these nuggets with you, we are giving you nuggets so you don't have to endure warfare. Amen?
Yes.
So can you just touch on that, Apostle, please?
Yes. I'm glad you brought that up. When we talk about permissions, I was trying to charge my cell phone, and my cell phone was connected to the charger, okay? That looked pretty good. But when I looked further, I wonder why it wasn't charging. It's because it wasn't plugged in. So it was connected, but it wasn't plugged in. So here's
my
the
God.
Thing, that there's an additional thing that we must do. When we're connected to God, we must make sure that we are plugged into the purpose, that we are plugged in. And the only way that we get to that, where our discernment is heightened, where we can tell between if we should accept an assignment or not, is intimacy with God. That's the best way that I can encourage you. See, when we mentioned earlier that they said a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge, sometimes we get so excited. And that's a door for arrogance and pride to come in, as you mentioned, Apostle. So we have to make sure we are clothed in the garment of humility. And I say this often, the garment of humility is a tight fit when you're swollen up with pride. So we are down to a level where we just thirst for God so that we want to hear everything that he's saying. We want to move in closer in relationship. We want to get to know that word. You get to know that word, and God will reveal what authorities and permissions you have. But if you come to it in a spirit of pride or recognition or just trying to be puffed up, you will fail. Pride comes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. God honors humility. And if you say that you're humble, you're a liar. Because
Jesus, come on.
Popping up in you right there to get some recognition. So you don't have humility. Humility is not something you talk about. Humility is something you operate in. So when we talk about permissions and having discernment comes from not only being connected to God, being plugged in, seeking more intimate level of relationship, and then God reveals permission. There are some things that I don't care what you say, we do not have authority to battle against, because some things are supernatural above us, and God can take us there in visitation, but it doesn't mean that we're going to participate. So you have to really make sure that you are seeking God with all your soul, all your mind, all your heart, all your being. And if you do those things, people of God, you will not go wrong. And he will lead you, guide you, instruct you, and keep you.
Amen, amen, amen. So good, Apostle. That was just so good. And, you know, one thing I want to encourage all of you, many of you know, Prophetic One Ministries, we are an intercessory ministry. We have been praying on the front lines for many, many years now.
Yes.
But one thing we have an understanding of is there is the will of God, and then there is our flesh. And that's the one thing you never want to enter into. Remember when I read in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, our weapons are not made of flesh. So when you enter into the spiritual realm in a fleshly way, you're already set up for failure.
Yes.
You're not equipped for that position. And so this is why we have to have a lifestyle. Apostle talked about having that place of intimacy. I always talk about the lifestyle of prayer, worship, and the word. We talk about PPW in this ministry. Why? Because if you don't have a relationship on your own time, how are you going to carry others over the finish line. Amen. And so this is a prompting. I mean, this is the, you know, we were talking about Passover last night, and we were just expressing the fact that this is the first time since the Exodus of Egypt that we were held into our homes. And the Lord said, now you have no choice but to concentrate on family, and you have no choice but to minister in your home. Amen. And those are things that God is working out in each and every one of us, where we may have thought we were doing a thing because this is God. Now God is starting to open our eyes and say, wait a minute, no, you were doing it because you made your flesh feel good. You were doing it because it made your conscience feel good. And so sometimes even in prayer and intercession, we do things because it makes us feel good in some type of way. So-and-so came to me and told me I was the awesome prophet. So-and-so came to me and said, you know, your prayers get through. And you know, the devil will pump you up and have you ready to just not fit through the door. Because he has an understanding that pride takes away your true power. And the Lord says your strength is in your weakness. Why? Because in your weakness, he makes you strong.
Yes.
So we have to know the characteristics of God. We have to understand that there is a requirement of spiritual positioning for us to be able to enter into certain places. And two, we have to know that the Lord has called us to those places. I tell people all the time, there is no small assignment in God. Everybody wants to be seen. Everybody wants to be on top. Everybody, this is not a pyramid scheme.
That's right.
We are building a wall for the kingdom of God. And if your bricks aren't laid, guess what? We have a hole. We have a breach. We have a weak place in the armor of the believers because you haven't played your position. And your position is just as important as my position, as apostle's position. It is just as important. Why? Because God called you to it.
Amen.
So amen. So I'm going to unmute the lines very quickly. We have just a few minutes left, so I'm going to ask everybody to be mindful of the time. I'm going to release the first line, 7633. God bless you. 7633, God bless you this evening. Okay, we're going to go on. 7801, God bless you. 7801, God bless you. Okay, we're going to move on. Uh-oh, wait a minute, I went too far. Okay, line ending in 6972. God bless you.
God bless you.
76. God bless you. 6972. I'm sorry, I think I said that wrong. How are you this evening?
I am doing very well. Certainly, I have been listening, and I am very much encouraged with what I have heard on the line on this evening.
Amen, amen, amen. Is there anything you would need prayer for or anything you'd like to add, a testimony maybe?
Yes, I am thankful that I did tune in on this evening and I have been blessed by what I've heard. And as for the prayer request, that would be that God would continue to look on myself and my family during this very tumultuous time in this season right now. I do thank God because I do pray, and I do pray for others as well. And I understand that it is a heavy mandate. So I need more clarification as far as where God is taking me as an intercessor. Because she said quite a few things that kind of touched on. I just want to make sure that I'm where God has called me to be.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Apostle, do you have anything you'd like to say to that?
Yes. We're in agreement that God, just the fact that you're seeking him is one of the main prerequisites that God needs to use you. And you are a person of influence, and you are a person that God does hear. So I want to release this to you, that when you seek God, I don't want you to get nervous, but I want you to honor him in this way, that know this, that when you petition him, he honors what you say. So when you go to him, you frame your words, and God honors what you say. He's going to continue to uplift you, to expand you, and even open up for visions and things that you see, that you'll have understanding of that, and you know how to apply that to life spiritually to help other people. People look up to you, and they come to you for instruction. You are wise, so don't let the enemy make you second guess what you release in the spirit. You are wise, and he has lifted you up, and I thank God that he has placed you as an encourager and a carrier of his glory on the earth. May God bless you and your home and your family.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Okay, line ending in 7547. 7547. God bless you.
God bless everybody. My name is Prophet Brandon Evans. I'm just on here supporting Prophetess Parker. She's one of my, I would say, my mother in the prophetic. So I'm on here supporting her, and as always, I'm always blessed by anything that she says. So I love you, Prophetess. So yes, ma'am.
God bless you, man. God bless you, man. God, we thank God for you. I release this over you and over your life right now in the name of Jesus, that the things that you seek, that God has given you the answers for, the things that seem like they were unachievable and unreachable, that they are within your reach, that what you have had before him as a petition and you haven't received the answer yet, that God revealed that thing to you mightily and plainly and clearly, almost as if it's written on the wall. God, I thank you for giving the man of God strength to carry forth your instruction. And God, we just bless him, and we thank you for placing him among us. He has greatness. He has greatness. And we are blessed by his presence, his word, and his yield to you. And God, we thank you for honoring this word. And it is so in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Prophet.
God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Okay. Line ending at 4191. 4191. God bless you. Okay, I'm going to move forward. Line ending in 1648. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. I thank God that I was able to join this call. What a beautiful, beautiful teaching and presentation, encounter with God on this evening. And, Prophetess, you were in my home, literally walking through my home, and I thank God for you. This is Lady Lewis, and my prayer request is that I would continue to walk according to the will of God, and that my behavior and my reactions and the way that I move would be pleasing unto him.
Amen, amen. And the word of the Lord declares, he said, I have honored you, daughter. I have honored you. And he said that everyone that is in your presence knows that you walk in my presence and that you love me with your heart, soul, and mind. He says, you are my daughter. You are protected. You are loved. I have wrapped my arms around you. I have gifted you in wisdom and understanding. You have a heart of hospitality for God's people. You feel the burden of the Lord. And I release this to you even now, that God lifts the burden
to the point that you carry the cares to him and release them to you, because sometimes it's heavy for you. So God is giving you relief even now through your neck and through your shoulders in the name of Jesus, giving you relief and lifting the burden, lifting the burden, lifting the burden. God said, I honor you, my daughter. I honor you, my daughter, because you love in pureness. You love in wholeness. You love and it's untainted. It's pure, my word, and I bless you. Oh, and the word of the Lord is declared in the matchless name of Jesus, and we say amen.
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 Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for coming. Okay. Line ending in 2129. God bless you.
God bless you. This again is Latosha out of Tacoma. And thank you, Prophet, for blessing me tonight with some nuggets of intercession that will definitely help me on my journey with that. My prayer request is for me to not get distracted, because a lot of times the Lord will show me things, and I'll start praying, but sometimes I feel like I'm not finishing what he called me to do because of distractions around me.
Apostle, go ahead and release that instruction, Apostle Letitia Smith.
Amen. I'm gonna mute your line, woman of God, just because there's some, you know, crackling and background noise. But I actually hear the Lord saying that your purpose is in your prayer. And so the Lord is calling you to purposeful, intentional prayer with him in this season. The distraction comes when you are kind of not as intentional, not as purposeful. But the Lord has, like, set a time aside for me. You know, I'm not really a regimented prayer warrior. I actually pray all day long. That's just who I am. But I feel the Lord saying, like, he wants you to set a piece of pie on the table for him, like you're waiting for him to come to dinner. And that time and that time is going to be just for him. Amen. No, nothing else, and nothing, allowing nothing else to take that time from him. It is really more to get you more disciplined in what God is calling you to, because there is a prophetic will that is boiling up in you. This is why you're having the nighttime visions and dreams, and all of a sudden you're having all these burdens, and it does get overwhelming sometimes. But the Lord wants to teach and train you on how to maneuver and map that out in the realm of intercession. So that being said, woman of God, whatever that time is, I want you to write that thing down like it's a contract between you and the Lord. And I want you to take that contract, post it on the wall, and I want you to remember, okay, this time belongs to the Lord. I'm not going to let kids, phone calls, internet, family drama, nothing come between me and that time and God. And the Lord is going to teach you, and he's going to train you very strategically in this hour. So make sure you have your journal with you. Amen. Mm-hmm. Take your tablet with you, because even as a scribe, you're going to begin to write down the word of the Lord. And in that time, the Lord says that when I give it to you, do not take it lightly. Sometimes you take it lightly only because you think of yourself lightly. But the Lord says, no, you're a heavy hitter. You're a heavy hitter, and you're going to carry a heavy mantle. So this is the training season to carry that weightiness of his glory in this hour. Amen. Okay, now I'm going to unmute the line for just a second.
Amen. I just wanted to share something with you really quick. Last week, I had a dream that I was shopping for pie. And when I woke up, what came to me was I need to get a piece of the pie. So I just thank you for that. Thank you for that word that went went forth, and I have been having a lot of dreams, you know, prophetic dreams lately, and even wants to pray for people. So praise God, praise God.
Amen, amen. Well, I'm excited for the season that you're in. Just stay pliable, stay teachable, and stay very elementary. Don't make it complicated, because the Lord is going to show you some things, and it's not going to be so complicated. It's just going to be you and the Lord, you and your daddy. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, I have to go to the next caller. I love you, and I'll talk
to
you soon.
All right.
Okay, line ending in 10021. God bless you.
Hello, good evening. I thank God for all that I heard on the line, and what I would really like prayer for, and I want the Holy Spirit to teach me this in depth, is the MIA that you spoke about. The mandate, mm-hmm. the instructions, and the assignment.
Okay, amen.
That portion right there. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Father God, we just thank you. We come before you, God. We acknowledge you for who you are in your creative nature. God, I thank you for releasing instruction and wisdom and direction even now in respect to this prayer request, God. And the intercession mandate, God, the mandate, the instruction, the mandate is always in alignment with your kingdom goal. And your main kingdom goal is that we be saved, that we come to repentance, that we receive the love of God, that we welcome the Holy Spirit in our hearts. And the instruction, God, that you release to her the way that you have given her to do it, because it doesn't look like everybody else. And sometimes that causes her to stall a little bit or to question how you're speaking to her. But, God, you have released creative resources to her, God. And as far as the instruction, it's not going to look like everything else looks like. She may have an expression through art. She may have an expression through the written word. However you give that instruction to her to go about fulfilling your will, God, let her be open to it, embrace it, and let her be brave. Let her be brave enough to accept the assignment. Let her get some nerve, because sometimes she doesn't like that confrontation. She doesn't like calling ways. But God, today she is called. She is the one that's going to create footsteps in the earth, God, in the name of Jesus. She's the one that's going to make a path and a trail in the wilderness. So, God, we thank you even now that she's seeking you with an earnest heart and a will to understand. So release the understanding for the mandate. Release the understanding for the instruction, and release the understanding for the assignment. But just let me say this to you, woman of God, it's not going to look like what everybody else thinks it should look like, because it's not traditional. He's giving you ways made for this moment, for this time, for this people. God, we thank you for your release upon her, and we thank you for answering her prayer, God, as you begin to unfold and show her visions and show her things through nature, where she could receive messages and things that you're showing her in practical application. God, we thank you. We thank you for answering even now. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen. God bless
amen.
You.
Amen. God bless you, Prophetess. I love you. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Okay, line ending, we're moving, y'all. Line ending in 9780. God bless you. Line ending in 9780. Okay, we're going to move on. Line ending in 1548. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Love to hear Prophetess Parker as she continuously goes forward in the kingdom. I'm Pastor Jones from Buffalo, New York.
God bless you.
I am on to support my friend in the gospel. She is an awesome, awesome vessel that the Lord uses. Prophetess, I just thought about what when really bubbled up was the permission and the realms. The permission and the realms. And I just ask that you continue to keep me and those that are connected with me for his glory. Amen. Just keep me in prayer. That's all.
Amen. Amen. Apostle, when Pastor Jones was talking about that permission piece, you know, it's so important. So I just want to quickly, I want to pray protection over the people that, over the people of God, period, that are intercessors, that are even prophetic intercessors, spirit-led intercessors, that they know when to put the brakes on, that they know what permission that God has given. And God, I'm asking that you open it up to us all, that we understand about permissions, that we understand about authorities, that we understand about the grace that you have given us to operate within certain parameters. So, God, we just thank you even now, God. I thank you for your protection. I'm asking protection over your people, God, that even if they step over the line in the sand, that you draw them back with your arms of love. And, Lord, protect them and keep them and bless them in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Amen. Jones, is this your name? Pastor Jones?
Yes.
Okay, hi. I'm Prophetess Letitia Smith. And can I have permission to speak something to you?
Absolutely.
Amen. When I heard your voice hit the line, I heard the Lord say that you were one that is carrying the reins to be able to help steer the body of believers in this season. You know, sometimes the body finds themselves off kilter, you know, over to the left or over to the right. You are a balancer. And the Lord is saying that in this season, the word that he's going to give you is going to be a word well-balanced, and it's going to cause the people of God to come back into balance. You know, sometimes we chase after the newest, hottest thing, and we leave behind the weapons that God gave us in the previous season. And the Lord's like, wait, you can't leave your sword and your shield to chase after a boomerang. And you're going to be one of those people that's going to say, hey, you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. and lead people into a very balanced relationship with the Lord. And so I just wanted to share that because it's so needed. And I also hear you have a heart. So, you know, it's a heart that's going to nurture, that's going to help to birth balanced Christians in this season. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this Father in the kingdom. I thank you, Lord, that he's going to birth sons and daughters that have a love for you, but a love for your word, that aren't going to be flying high and then flying low because they have no balance. But, Father, you said a misbalance is an abomination to you, Lord, for a reason. But, Lord, this man of God is your counterweight. And I thank you, Lord, that you are causing him to counterweight the false narrative that the enemy is trying to push out to the young people. I thank you, Lord, that you are going to help him to return their hearts to their Father in originality and in authenticity. And so, Father, I thank you. I ask for provision. I ask for everything that this man of God needs. Unlock it from the vaults of heaven.
My God.
And we thank you in advance. And we give you all of the glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. You just confirmed. My God. Confirmation.
Confirmation.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
So needed. Amen. So needed. Amen. So needed. And you know, I even to be very clear, because I to be very clear, the people that you were getting ready to raise up are going to be military strategists.
Oh,
they are going to have a very clear understanding of assignment, purpose, positioning, and how to take the land.
My God.
That is purpose. That's the pin. Like, I literally see a pin in a map, and the Lord's saying, okay, this is the land that belongs to you. And so, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for the purposes of God being released to this man of God in clarity. No more fogginess, no more muddled mugginess and fog. But this is a season of clarity, Father God. He's going to pinpoint that thing, and it's going to be established. He's going to pinpoint that thing, and he's going to be established. He's going to pinpoint that thing because, oh, my God, because there's an apostolic mantle that is being released. And so when you pinpoint that thing, it is going to be so established that the enemy is not going to know what hit him. Where did this come from? Where did that come from? Hold on, because the Lord has purpose. You are a purpose unlocker, man of God.
Jesus.
And so the purposes of God, the plans of God are unlocked. Because you established it in your prayer realm on the earth realm. It's about to be a shell shocker for the enemy. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Woman of God, I need you to hear one thing. One thing. The Lord told me my assignment from the time he called me into the pastorate, your assignment is purpose. Preach nothing but
Jesus.
Purpose.
Jesus.
So when you said that, you are so on point, because nobody has told you that, and nobody else understands when I say that I preach nothing but purpose.
Come on.
My God.
And they look at me strange
know
and say,
who they are, my God.
Yeah, you confirmed it.
I've never
spoke to you before, and I've always stayed steadfast on that, preaching nothing but purpose.
That's it.
Nothing but.
That's it.
I don't have to conform to anybody else's way. I submit to his will, his way.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. So good. God bless you. Great to meet you.
You too. God bless.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Okay. Last call. Call ending in 0905. I'm over here trembling. Jesus. 0905. God bless you.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good.
Oh, this is Jane Harris. I was just calling. I thought it was a prayer line with Prophetess Parker, but I stayed on to listen, and I enjoyed it.
Yes. Amen.
Go ahead, woman of God. I'm over here.
No, Apostle, I know that you felt that you have something to release to Jane.
Jane is
big. And it's big to you. It's big. Let Apostle Letitia release this to you. I'll say this just to practice it. You've been in a place. I'm not talking physically, but you've been in a place, and God is getting ready to transport you to another place in Him because of your thirst. I'll say that. I'm just going to preface it. And then I'm going to put it into the hands of apostles.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, the Lord is showing me you as a Mary. You know, remember when Mary washed the feet of Jesus with her tears? And the Lord is saying that you have shed many tears on his behalf. But this is the season where you're going to see the purposes of God in your tears. Amen. There is nothing wasted in the kingdom, and he collects your tears in a bottle. And the Lord says that in this season, you're getting ready to see your harvest watered, and your tears are going to water that harvest.
Bobby.
And I hear the Lord saying that he has captured you. He has captured you in this season. And so, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we release the power and the glory of God over this woman of God. We decree and declare, Father God, she's locked in. We decree and declare right now, Lord God, that she's plugged in. We decree and declare right now, Lord God, that her harvest will not be blocked in this season because the watering has come. I thank you, Lord God, even now that you are sustaining her. I thank you, Lord God, even now that you are making some plans of transformation around her. I see some things that have been cut loose for purpose to be fulfilled. I see some things that have been cut loose for purpose to be fulfilled. It wasn't because of you or what you did or what you didn't do. The Lord says, I had to make some things go away to make room for what I have for you in this season. Yes. And so, Father God, I thank you, Lord, that we don't know all things. The word says that we see through a glass darkly. But right now, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that the purposes and the plans of God are meeting her faith right now to crack open that seed and begin to cause that seed to sprout up and to grow again.
Jesus.
And I thank you, Lord, because the enemy thought he had her, but she's locked in. The enemy thought he had her, but she's locked in. The enemy thought he had her, but she's locked in.
Thank you,
so,
Lord.
Father God, I thank you that you surround her in your glory. I thank you, Lord, that you pour out your fresh oil and your healing salve.
Yes.
I thank
yes.
you, Lord, that there is nothing that you do not do well. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, put all the broken pieces back together again. For you are the great potter. She is your clay. Mold her into the woman of God that she has purposed to be. Father God, thank you, Lord, that she didn't give up.
Yeah,
because there's
you,
some people that's been waiting on the word of God in her. Thank God she didn't give up. Because there's some people waiting on the test that came to the Moni. So, Father, we bless your holy name. We give you all of the glory, Messiah Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. We give you all of the glory. We give you all of the praise. In
Jesus'
name. Amen. And amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
God.
My God.
And see, woman of God, this is what I see. If I could have permission to speak.
Yes.
I see the purpose, like you were holding a baby. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And something came in and tried to snatch your baby. But they didn't know how fierce of a fighter you really are.
My God.
And so the Lord is saying, bring the fight to the enemy when the enemy brings the fight to you.
Father,
there is nothing that is too hard for the kingdom of God in you. And so the enemy thought that he had you when he brought the fight to you through that baby. My God. But he didn't know how much of a fighter you really were. You
My
are
God.
Strong, woman
God.
God. You are powerful in the things of God. And the Lord says, I empower you to conquer, not just to endure.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Amen. Amen.
So God bless you.
Thank you,
Thank
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I receive
Thank
it. Thank you.
Yes.
Amen. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to mute the line. God bless you. I give God praise for tonight. I thank God for getting to operate with
my God. Yes.
So good.
Love
so
you.
So good. Yes. Yes. You know, this is the time where the Lord is gathering his remnant. But
yes.
If you read the book of Isaiah, the word says that there would be a day when the prophets began to speak as one voice.
Yes.
And we're seeing that. We are seeing that in action. We're seeing that in purpose. We're seeing it in plans of God. The prophets are beginning to realize now. I said, now let me make this clear. The Lord actually told me to be very careful with the word prophet in this season because he's exposing some things in the prophetic. So let me rephrase that. The oracles of God are beginning to speak as one voice.
Yes.
There is no competition. There is no I see you, you don't see me. This is the purposes of God being fulfilled on the earth realm.
Yes.
So important in this season that we keep our ear gates open to the frequency of heaven, that we keep our eye gates open. But it is a season where the God that answers by fire is getting ready to come down.
Yes.
And there is 450 prophets of Baal that don't know what's coming.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we have to make sure that we are hearing from the living God and not from off spirits and from off flesh. So this is where it comes, that PPW, that prayer, worship of the word, will keep you plugged in. So when you hear that off voice, because let me tell you something, if my son hears my voice, he know me a mile away.
Yes.
If it's somebody else, he's going to be like, wait a minute, that ain't my mama. And that's how in tune the Lord wants his children. The word says that that his sheep hear his voice, they will follow no other voice.
Right.
He wants you so in tuned that when that voice locks in, you know the difference.
Yes.
Amen? So this has been amazing. Apostle, do you have any last words before we drop the mic?
God, we just ask that you bless Apostle Letitia Smith, Apostle Marcus Smith, Prophetic Wind Ministries, God, that they continue in prayer, worship, and word, God. We thank you for the blessing over the airwaves, because the enemy has been defeated over the airwaves on tonight, and we thank you for it. We honor them, and we bless them in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Apostle, for allowing me to share with your audience tonight.
Amen, amen, amen. And I don't normally take up offerings, but I do want to be a blessing to my sister, and I'm going to bless her on my end because I plant seed. Amen. That's what I do. Amen. Woman of God, if the people want to give to you, is there a way that they can give?
You caught me by surprise, Apostle. Yes.
Now,
go ahead, Apostle. What will you go say?
No. You go ahead and release your information.
They can give to $LynnParker on Cash App or through Zelle if they have my, you know, my email and my phone number. Those are two ways that they can give if they are so led. I thank you. You know, I feel a little uncomfortable, but I thank you.
Yeah, I did put her on the line. And if all else fails, most of you know how to give to Prophetic Wind. If you sow tonight, all seeds will be going to the woman of God. Amen. So, again, I thank you for coming tonight, giving of your time and your anointing. And we will definitely have the woman of God back. You know, we have had some amazing, amazing teachers, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, laymen. We done had some amazing people on this line in the last 2 weeks. And I literally just heard the clarion call of the Lord. The Lord told me to gather generals, and that's what I started doing. And I have to tell you, it has been line upon line, precept upon precept, brick and mortar. Amen. And so we give God the glory. Okay, so everyone, just so you know, we will be taking the rest of this week off. Many of you know I am still working full time. I'm in school full time. So we have to work this out. Amen. We will be back on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. with Apostle Shafan Foster. I told you we are generals. They get worse than generals are calling me at this point. Like, woman of God, God gave me a word. Let's go. So, I thank God for his blessings. This is just a blessing to be able to operate in the kingdom with such amazing people of God. Amen. And so 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Wait a minute. Wait. Central Time is are we 2 hours ahead of Central Time? I think we're two hours ahead of them.
Like Texas, you mean like Texas? We're 1 hour.
Yeah.
Ahead of them.
Oh, okay. Then I'm right. 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, I can't remember. And so we give God praise. So we'll be back on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Please ring a friend, tell a friend, amen. The woman of God is actually going to be teaching on spiritual development. And, you know, we're endeavoring to give you nuggets to be able to live strong in the things of God. Amen. And it is purposeful. Amen. Wednesday night at 7 p.m., we will be back on. Prophetess LaShonda Jones, who was on last night, will be back with us next Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for part two, tick, tick, boom. Amen. So, and we give God the glory. And I mean, when I tell you, we have got some dynamic teachers, apostles, and prophets lined up for this time in the Lord. It is, I'm sitting here in shell shock, like, wow, God, you are doing some really amazing things. I will be collaborating with Apostle Lynn to get her back on, Prophetess Core. We're gonna keep it going as long as the Lord commands it. Now, you all know me. If the Lord give me a word, I'm quick to shut some stuff down. But this is the reactivation of prophetic wind and at least our media ministry. And I'm telling you, like, I'm like, whoo, when the Lord said, let that seed fall to the ground and die, and it will produce a harvest. I am seeing the harvest of the Lord for the people of God, for the people of God. God had a purpose and a plan when he released this word in this time and in this season. Amen. And so at this time, I'm getting ready to release the line. Again, for those of you who may not know how to give to Prophetic Wind, you can PayPal us at propheticwindministries@yahoo.com. You could also Cash App, Money Sign Letitia Gartner Smith. But I would prefer that if you can give to Prophetess Lynn directly, please do. I'm not here for an offering. I just want to be a blessing for the woman of God. So I love you guys, and I will see you Tuesday night at 7 p.m. God bless you.
God bless.
Yeah. Yeah, Holy Ghost hard. Many members, one body. Jesus Christ is still God. Still going high five. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost hard. Many members, one body. Jesus Christ is still God. Still going high five. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, they wonder how we do that. Christ praise these truth friends. Gotta tell you where my mood at. Mountains, it go moving. Holy pistol, I'm a super. Dang, dang, demons, lay back. Better watch when you pray. Shot on top like a webcam. Chase, save, know they hate me. Great day when I sing that. One wish, I'ma pray that. Watch the wife if you look. It's out, it's out, it's out. Head smoking like a top. Not do when we're top. I guess you gotta learn the hard way. When it comes to praise, we do it all day. Shout out to the Father Yahweh. Yahweh. In my prayer stands bouncing. We coming through screaming holler. New year and we about to bring it to you. Already rich without chasing moolah. The world ain't helping Christians make maneuvers. Speak the truth, they never need a damn proof. Nah. The word is God saying my mouth. I don't really care what they talking about. I'ma make the point bigger with the rock. Jordan in the air with the tongue out. Get a beat, hot, fucking burst though. But recognize from the first quote. We are bold in Christ when we hold the mic. Homie, get it right. We the church folk. Yeah, Holy Ghost hard. Many members, one body. Jesus Christ is still God. Still going high five. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Jesus Christ is still God. Still going high five. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that.
I don't care about the hands. I'm trying to make it in the hell. trying to save, I'm a bread. Get a Bible, that's my wet. Yeah, I'm strong in the Lord. No, I'm never flex. Y'all want the green.